Marcia, how are you? You're going to be first up today. So I think I'll start by reading a little bit of your bio, and then we'll just jump into it, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, so Dr. Marcia Firestone is a recognized expert in entrepreneurship and the founder and president of Women's President Organization, which began in 1997. WPO is a peer advisory organization for women who own multi-million dollar businesses and has 95 chapters on four continents. She's also the founder and president of the Women's President Educational Organization, dedicated to increasing access to business opportunities for women business enterprise, WBEs. Dr. Firestone's the author of The Busy Woman's Guide to Successful Self-Employment and has published research in business and educational journals on adult learning theory, nonverbal communication, and managerial competency. She also serves on the worldwide women's business community as a frequent guest speaker, including today. So thanks so much for being on the call, Marcia. How are you?
I'm good. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, goodness.
I'm in New York, and I guess you guys are in Atlanta.
You got it. That's right. And how's New York today?
Gray and overcast and chilly.
Ooh.
I'm sure it's sunny in Atlanta, right?
It's always sunny in Atlanta. I did. I drove down here with my convertible top down. So.
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
I know. It's horrible, isn't it? Well, you are always welcome to come join us anytime, and I'll take you out in my car, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about the WPO, what it is and why it was formed.
Well, the WPO is a peer advisory group for multi-million dollar women-led companies. So in order to join, you must have some ownership, you must run the company, and you must be over $1 million in revenues if service-based, or if you're a product-based company, $2 million in revenues. The average revenues of our members are $14 million. Average number of employees are 93, and average number of years in business are 22. I started WPO because I was working for a women's organization, and I noticed that there were many, many, many programs for startup and young businesses for women, but nothing for women who had already achieved a certain level of success. And so I had this idea to start the Women Presidents Organization. I was up for the presidency of that nonprofit that I was working for. I loved it. I proposed to the board that if they gave me the presidency, I would start the WPO. They did not give me the presidency. I went home very sad, cried, and my mentor said, do it on your own. And I did. In 1997, I launched the first chapter in New York City.
Wow. Well, nothing like a good cry to get you going, right?
Right.
It's kind of like rebooting for women.
Well, more than one cry, I have to say.
Well, you persevered and you made it happen. So is it based on any particular model, like the Young Presidents Organization, or what was your kind of structure for it initially?
Just the Young YPO, there's some similarities, but we are really very different. The YPO is not run, the chapter meetings are not run by a paid professional facilitator. And they're run by actually one of the YPO members, which is fine, but to get what we call, to bring the genius out of the group, we really need someone who knows what they're doing and knows how to facilitate and who is able to bring the best out of the group, because this group is about sharing their own expertise and experience and business education with each other. It's as much about giving as it is about getting.
Hmm, that's interesting. I can't think of another group that actually has paid facilitators. That's probably a great idea to keep it on track, because sometimes meetings can take on a life of their own.
Keep it on track, and also we use a roundtable process that was developed by the Edward Lowe Foundation. Mm-hmm. And Edward Lowe, I don't know if you know that name, he was the man who developed kitty litter. And kitty litter, as you know, earned him a fortune. And when he died, he left that fortune to a foundation that supports second stage entrepreneurs. And our members are second stage entrepreneurs. So all of our chapter chairs are trained in how to run a chapter meeting, a roundtable chapter meeting, in which we bring out ideas and experiences that the group has had and that they can share with the other members, who can then go home and apply it to their own businesses.
Hmm, that's wonderful. Well, what do you think is the biggest benefit of being a member of WPO?
I think it is the chapter meeting where the members have the opportunity to learn from one another. We do not permit competitive businesses in the same chapter, and therefore there's an openness and a willingness to share confidentiality so that you can come in with an operational or a strategic issue and you can discuss it with your chapter members and go home to your own business with some great ideas about how to deal with your issue, and also can go home feeling refreshed and really re-energized.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, let me ask you this, since the second stage entrepreneurs, are WPO members feeling more optimistic about the company's financial performance this year as opposed to last year?
Well, we just did an economic impact survey, which we completed at the beginning of September. And yes, they feel much more, they feel optimistic. In fact, 82% of our members felt their businesses either grew or remained stable. That's 82%, mm-hmm. which is quite amazing. And these members, let's see, in 2010, 51%, 45% of our companies grew, but in 2011, 51% grew. And in 2011, 57% are optimistic about their financial performance. And, of course, we're getting close to the end of the year now. That part of it is less than last year. Last year in 2010, 79% were optimistic.
That's good. We need more of that, I think, across all sectors, for sure.
Definitely. Need more employees, too.
Yes. Well, now that you mentioned employees, I was going to ask you if you believe that women offer their employees adequate benefits.
Well, it's really interesting. Would you be surprised if I told you that 84% of our members provide health insurance?
Well, probably most people it would, but I just think that women are nurturing by nature and they want to take care of the people that give so much of themselves to their business.
I really believe that that's true as well. In fact, we do a survey every year of the 50 fastest growing women-led companies in North America. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions we ask them is about health insurance. And of that 50 fastest growing businesses, 100% provide health insurance. 88% provide 401ks. 80% provide life insurance. 56% provide tuition reimbursement. 48% provide flex time.
Those are some strong statistics.
Very strong.
Let me ask my friend Lee, our studio engineer here today. What do you think of that, Lee?
I have a question for Marcia. You know how there's been a lot of uproar with the CEO pay being so much higher as a percentage than the average employee's pay? Is there any statistics that a woman-owned company, their ratio is more in line with what the public thinks it should be?
You mean salaries.
Right, CEO salaries.
You're talking about salaries.
Right.
Well, the one statistic that we have is 75% of our members do pay themselves in the six-figure category. We do not have that ratio, though,
right,
that you're looking for.
I would think it is more in line, just based on what you're saying, in that they're so aware of, you know, their employees and appreciative of them.
I think that's probably true because they're spending more money on the benefit.
Right.
And so they're not going to have as much net income to distribute to themselves or anybody else.
Right.
But the fact that they're willing to help their employees with these kinds of benefits, I think, is validating to the fact that they are more nurturing, as Joyce pointed out.
There you go. Question answered, Lee.
Thank you.
You have a program called 50 Fastest Growing Women-Owned Led Businesses in North America. Can you tell me more about that program and where it'll take place?
It's a listing. Anyone can apply. You do not have to be a WPO member. But what we do is it's really a mathematical evaluation of how fast you are growing. So that we will start sending out in the beginning of the year, and we will announce the winners at our annual conference, which is April 25th, 26th, and 27th in Atlanta.
Woo-hoo.
We will be there, and on the night of the 26th at your beautiful aquarium, we will be hosting the 50 Fastest Growing Women-Led Companies in North America, and that's sponsored, by the way, by American Express Open.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'm going to come on by.
I hope you can.
I will.
We should broadcast live from there. Think they'll have us do the radio show?
We would definitely have you.
All right. Well,
We can definitely pursue that.
All right. We'll have that conversation offline, but we'll definitely talk about that. I always like to ask people kind of about their X factor, you know, either as a leader or just personal, I guess, personal experience of, you know, how you got to where you are now and what advice you can give those who are out there, you know, fighting a good fight, trying to become as successful as a WPO member. So, Marcia, what do you think your X factor is? And that of your women.
Well, I think that it was day by day that I was building this organization. It was like each day I put one brick up, a little bit of cement. Next day, put another brick up. At the end of the year, I would look back and say, oh, my God, I really did accomplish something. So that not every day can you evaluate the progress you're making, but I think that you have to keep going even if you aren't sure if it is productive. I think you have to be willing to keep the fire in your heart burning. And there's some really tough, dark days when you're building an organization, whether it's for-profit or not-for-profit. And you have to have the wherewithal and the strength. You have to believe that you are strong enough to make this work. And if you're not, or if you can't believe in yourself and what you're doing, then it's probably not a good place for you.
I hear you. Well, that's good advice. And we really appreciate you being on the show today, Marcia. Can you give out your website address or any other contact information in case someone wants to learn more about the organization?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. You can reach us at womenpresidentsorg.com. So Women Presidents with the S on the Presidents, womenpresidentsorg.com. And our phone number is 212-688-4114.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Marcia.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.